Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 68 for Monday, September 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Today's Futures Canada canola market was stronger Monday as a rally in Chicago soy oil provided support. Canola was up $4 to $6, the November contract up $4.70 at $463.20 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was also up overnight, and the general strength in the outside vegetable oil markets pulled canola up as well. Heavy rains in parts of the U.S. Midwest over the weekend provided it further support, while wind damage was reported in areas of the Canadian prairies. Optimism that China and Canada will reach an agreement on dockage allowances in canola shipments this week, as China's premier is set to visit Ottawa, contributed to the firmer tone. However, this year's canola crop is still expected to be large overall, tempering the upside. A slightly firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, but corn and wheat held closer to unchanged. Soybeans were up 6 to 8 cents, the November contract up 6 at $9.72 per bushel. Soy oil was up sharply, and the strength there pulled beans up as well, despite losses on the meal side of the bean complex. Wet weather in parts of the Midwest was also supportive, as that moisture slows harvest operations and raises quality concerns. Brazil is also seeing some untimely rains, and the moisture there is hampering seeding in the South American country. Other areas of Brazil are on the dry side, creating its own problems. For corn, prices were steady to up a penny, the December contract up a quarter cent at $3.37 and a quarter per bushel. Corn had started the day posting much larger advances but ran into resistance and backed away from those highs. The December contract faces stiff resistance at $3.40 per bushel, which was briefly touched today. However, concerns over possible Midwestern harvest delays were supportive. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections were also solid at over a million tons. For wheat, prices were up 1 cent to down 2. The December contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.04 per bushel. Ample world supplies, bearish chart signals, and poor export demand all weighed on prices, keeping wheat in a narrow range. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections at 560,000 tons were in line with trade guesses, but off last week's level. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.